Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from the chapel at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And today, this is the day that we normally have streamed prayer. So that lets you know that that's Wednesday, even though you're hearing this on Monday, the following Monday. And so we have some of our Prayer Mountain prayers who stayed over with us because we have special guests today. We have our regular guest.
Guess Hi, Mom.
Yeah, that's Shelly. Bless the Lord. And then we have our special guest, Brother Gene Wiseman. You want to greet the folks, Brother Wiseman?
It's good to be here to share whatever the Lord brings forth and to experience His presence in another realm.
In another realm. And today when we were praying, He came. I did not know He was coming until yesterday. And today when we were praying here at Prayer Mountain, you might want to go online and watch it. It is the February, what is it, 2nd?
3rd.
February 3rd prayer archive. So go at billybrim.org, billybrim.org, and you can experience what was a very special prayer meeting today. Now, while we were praying, the Lord told me, I sent Brother Wiseman. So I had already thought we should ask him for radio. And then at that time is when I got the idea that we should ask you to stay. And the audience here, the congregation of the prayers. And I want to begin, if you're a regular listener, you will know that we've been on somewhat of a journey. And that journey began right in this room on June 29th. And on June 29th, 2008, not 2009, but 2008, we were here praying in this room. Some of you prayers were here. Raise your hand if you were. Yes, praise the Lord. And as we were praying, and of course everybody was getting really with it, praying about the upcoming election. And I think they had in their minds, you know, if this party wins, we're doomed. If this party wins, we got a little hope. So... Right in the middle of that, I was sitting on the second row, which I don't normally sit there, but suddenly the power of God came on me and a mantle fell upon me to prophesy like I've only known once before. And the Lord interrupted our prayer meeting and said this, "One thing will save America, and it is not the elections. It is an awakening to God. One thing will avail for Israel and the nations, it is an awakening to God." Those words came, these thoughts, shot like bullets through my head. They were God thoughts. You know, He can think through your mind, the Holy Ghost. And here were the thoughts. The best person in the world could be elected president of the United States, and it would do no good if the people do not turn to God. Then, awakenings, the Great Awakening, American history and the Great Awakening, and then the word study. So I did that. I started studying, and if you want to have some of the results of that, I shared it, the Copeland's television broadcast, BVOV, and they made product out of it. So you can order where we shared about the great patriarchs, the George Whitefield, the Great Awakening. America was born out of an awakening. And then when she would wane, God would send another awakening, but it was always, always in answer to prayer. So one of the thoughts that came to my mind was prayer and in an awakening, the part of prayer in an awakening. And so we studied, and we eventually then, out of that, evolved the noontime prayers, the streamed, live stream noontime prayers we have, which people join us from around the world. Now, when that shook us that day, I said, I didn't know enough of what it meant. I hadn't studied yet. So I said, in 2 weeks, when we get back together, we'll all, in the meantime, we'll pray in our own prayer closets. We had a little song we were going to sing, and we're going to hear from God what He says to us this means, and if we have a part in it. And I said, now 2 weeks from now, we're going to meet back here, And God will give us an answer. We'll ask each one of you what he said to you in that prayer closet. Well, in the meantime, I got a telephone call. And the telephone call came to me in July. It was actually, I have a transcript of it right here. And not my notes, I took notes. The phone call I got was from Zona. Zona is the daughter of Brother Norval Hayes. And she called me and she said, Billy, there's a man who's called me and he believes he has a word from the Lord for you and for Prayer Mountain. And she said, this is not like him, Billy, to do this. I don't think he's ever done it before. We've known him a long time. We have confidence in him. When my dad and I have to be away from the church, we get him to minister here. And she closed by saying, Billy, I believe it would be a blessing to you to call him. So I called him. And right away, his wife answered the phone. I could hear, I heard goodness. I heard humility. I heard the Holy Ghost in her voice. And then he came on the phone. And Brother Wiseman, tell me what you told me that day.
Sister Billy, I began to express the dream, the vision that God had given
me. And you told me that you didn't know me.
No, we'd never met.
No.
I'd only heard your name a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know to what extent you were involved in ministry. I didn't know about the prayer conferences. And
you said that every time I would come to Brother Norval's, you'd be gone.
I was scheduled to be out of town every time you came by, whether it was at his convention or
mm-hmm.
whether it was at the church.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I'm glad I was.
Oh, I'm so glad. It meant so much more to me that you didn't know me. Probably God was in that.
I probably wouldn't have tried contacting you to share it with you if I would have known the depth of ministry you was in. It was on April 13th, 2008. I was in the mountains of West Virginia. In fact, I was in a meeting, kind of the Virginia-West Virginia border, and staying upstairs over a little church there. And immediately after this dream, I woke up, looked at the clock. It was
you said 3:30. To me you thought it was a night vision. Mm-hmm.
I definitely believe it was a night vision.
Mm-hmm.
The way the Spirit moved. When I woke up, I couldn't go back to sleep. I began to walk the floor and pray.
3:00 in the morning.
Actually, it's 3:30, mm-hmm. I believe, on April 13th there. And but the way the dream came to me, I was in an assembly. I was in the midst of a rather large group of people. And the service, it wasn't being carried out like a regular structured church service, but I knew it was a service where the presence of God was. I don't want to call it a meeting. It was more of just an assembly, a gathering together in the name of the Lord. And there was no featured speaker. Everyone was just sitting, some were standing. And the Lord began to, in this dream, I heard a voice speak. There are ambers lying all over the ground on Prayer Mountain.
Ambers.
And I begin to tell you the dream from there. These ambers, when I heard the voice, I turned around to look behind me to see. That's the only way I know to see. I turned to see. When I turned to look, I had it premeditated in my mind what I was going to see. I thought what I would see was a group of people standing around a large bonfire. But when I turned to look, I saw a huge wall. It was of great height and great thickness. Now, the color of the wall appeared as a glowing coal of fire, which that would be ember. And not amber. And when I looked at this glowing coal of fire, it appeared to be people, images embossed on this wall. But as I examined it closer, the wall was filled with people and they were moving forward. The more they had moved forward, the greater the wall would come in thickness. Then the next part of the dream, I was carried to an exceeding high place. and got a glimpse of the complete globe, the planet. It was blanketed in a thick, thick darkness. But in this darkness, in the midst of it, brilliant lights begin to spring up in every continent of the world, every island. They were scattered and just carried such brilliancy. And from there, the next day, I was telling my daughter about the dream on the phone. She said, Daddy, the name of Billy Brim's ministry is Prayer Mountain.
Didn't you hear something that said, tell Billy Brim?
Yes.
Or you heard my name or something?
I knew in my spirit I was supposed to share this with Billy Brim. And I'd never met you, and I thought, that's so strange. Why would I share this with Billy Brim? We've never met. And then when my daughter spoke that, the name of your ministry, I knew then I had to proceed to contact you.
Our ministry here is Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And so he did contact me. He telephoned me. And I said to him, oh, Brother Wiseman, it witnessed with me right away. And I said, will you talk? That was July 7. And the date that we had set to get back, I believe it was July 13. I'm not sure exactly. But the date that we were set to get back together, the prayer group out here, I said, Brother Wiseman, will you telephone here? And we will have the prayer group, and then you tell the prayer group what you have told me. Now, we had the most terrible storm out here on Prayer Mountain the day before. It knocked out every phone, except Randy, at the very last, was able to get this line in here hooked up, and Brother Wiseman addressed our group, and we had quite a meeting. He talked about ambers. He talked about there being fossilized rosin, ancient, years and years ago. Some of the oldest I've learned in a study since came from the cedars of Lebanon. And in it, ambers being a very good, maybe one of the best on earth, preservatives. And if an insect were crawling down a tree or a seed, when that thing hardened, it was captured in there. They can go in and find out DNA from those captured insects, or they can plant a seed, take the seed out and plant it, and it will grow. Now, we're going to do this entire week with Brother Wiseman, and we're going to make available to you. You're going to see that he called me three times with revelation on this vision that he had. And it goes right up to the manifestation of the Holy Ghost dunamis power that God is speaking to us about. So if you want these transcripts, you can call us at 1-800-972-3447 or write us at Post Office Box 40, and we will send them to you. I believe we'll post them online. And you can post them online, see them online at billybrim.org. And so this is Billy Brim, and who else?
Shelley Brim Baggett.
And?
Gene Wiseman.
And we're all saying to you, Shalom, Shalom, until tomorrow.